It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we would like to look back at verse number 9. The Bible says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Tonight, for a little bit, we'd like to encourage you by preaching on no greater name. No greater name. We would, let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings upon all of us, Lord, for the opportunity to preach tonight. And Lord, for just keeping us and preserving us, Lord, we thank you for your name. We ask that you would help us to minister effectively. Let your Holy Ghost and your Word do that which you would have tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so it says here that Jesus, being found in fashion as a man, that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And the Bible said because he did that, because he humbled himself and obeyed his Father's will, that God also hath exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So God exalted him as the Son of Man, but as the eternal Son of God, Jesus cannot be exalted above his prenatal position as one with the Father. So the Bible said there was given him a name above every name. I mean, Jesus, when you're God, you cannot get no greater than God. You can't get no greater than being one with God, which was what Jesus was before he came down to earth. But the Bible said because he did all this, that he can get no greater position, but that God gave him a name which is above every name. And tonight, church, there is no name that is greater than the very name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 1, it says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. We know people by their names. I know you because of your name, and you know me because of mine. But we also associate people's character by the name that we have. When we think of Hitler, what do we think of? We think of atrocities. When we think of demons in the Bible, we think of someone who loved this present world more than a good name, Judas. Amen. We think of someone who was in disillusion with Christ and who sold out our Savior, Lucifer. When we think of that name, we think of someone who was once beautiful, someone who was once privileged. Amen. Some people said that he was the minister of music in heaven. And we think of what a beautiful being is, but when he made himself, tried to make himself above God, amen, we know that he fallen. And of course, if we took the time, we could think of more.
Yes.
And so you see, not very many people name their children by the name of Hitler today, or Demas, or Judas, or even Lucifer. But it said a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And I don't know about you tonight, but I am glad that Jesus chose a good name. Amen. Jesus could have chose to be an earthly king when he came down. He could have chose, amen, to have been popular. Jesus could have chose to have been anything or to have had anything he wanted to do. But the Bible said that he chose to be obedient, even to do the death of the cross. Why? The Bible said he did it for the joy that was set before him. And he endured the cross and despised the shame. you'll pray for me, I've not been feeling the greatest. And so Jesus, amen, became obedient to the death of the cross because the joy of you being saved, the joy of building you a home in glory, the joy of blessing you. Amen. And so he endured all this for the joy. And now he's been given a name above every name. But tonight, amen, we can trust in his name because all that the name of Jesus Christ stands for tonight. Amen. Jesus' name stands for his love in that he emptied himself of heaven and glory and took upon himself the form of a servant of a man. Amen. Church, Jesus did everything he had to save us. There's not one thing that Jesus left out. Amen. There's not one thing Jesus forsook to do so that you and I can be saved and go to heaven tonight. Amen. Jesus became a man so that he could understand us and give us everything, as Brother Collins preached on this morning, everything that we need. Tonight when we say the name of Jesus, it stands for his love that he took sin's penalties, and now you and I don't have to take sin's penalties. Amen. It stands for his love and that his back bore the stripes for you and I's healing. Amen. Jesus' name tonight stands for the love and that he is interceding for you and I right now. It doesn't matter what we're facing. It don't matter what we're going through tonight. Amen. Jesus is praying for you and I. Amen. And Jesus' name stands for the amen for the love and that he's preparing us.
Praise God.
A home in glory. Right now. Tonight Jesus' name stands for power and that he has overcome Satan, death, hell, and the grave upon Calvary. Amen. Tonight, church, Jesus' name stands for mercy and that God has forgiven us. And if we as believers make a mistake, amen, God's there to pick us up by his mercy. Oh, tonight, Jesus' name stands for his love. Amen. Stands for the grace that he's given each and every one of us. And now that he's made us sons of God, heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm thankful tonight for the name of Jesus. And tonight I know no greater name than the name of Jesus. There is no other name as great as the name of Jesus. Some people, just because of their name, has had honor and positions bestowed upon them unworthily. They have received stuff, amen. They've moved up the ladder when they begun without anything that they have done. They've done it, and it's been given him unworthily. But tonight, amen, that name which is above every name, Jesus has earned that name which is above every name. Amen. Jesus has earned every praise that we could give him. Amen. Jesus has earned the right, amen, for you and I to honor him and worship him. But tonight, what will Jesus' name do for us? The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, and verse 11 and 12 says, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Amen. Tonight, church, you show me somebody who was saved who didn't believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Show me somebody who ever will be saved who has not or will not believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some people say it doesn't make any difference what a man believes. Amen. So long as he is sincere. I had a neighbor when I lived here, and he said one day, he said, "I don't know why you all believe what you believe." He said, "It don't matter whether you're a Buddhist or whatever." He said, "All roads lead to heaven." Oh, but my friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, there is no other name that we can go to heaven by. Amen. But the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. We need to love him more. We need to praise him more. We need to get to know him more.
Yes. Right.
In Sydney Arbor, in Australia. They had it at least in the early 1800s. I don't know about now. What they called the North Head and the South Head in this harbor. And in between these two heads is the entrance into the harbor. And there's a lighthouse down there. And one night the steamer named Duncan Dunbar was coming to make the harbor at Sydney. And it says, and they mistook the South Head for the North Head and steered in between these two. And it says they ran over the rocks and went down. So instead of coming right in between them, they went on the edge of them. Amen. And they ran the ship aboard. And it says and they went down. And out of 53 passengers on the Duncan Dunbar, only 3 passengers survived. Amen. Yes, that pilot or captain of the ship, amen, he was sincere. He thought he was doing the right thing. Amen. He thought he was going into the harbor. Amen. But he was sincerely wrong tonight, church. Amen. But we cannot go wrong tonight in putting our trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. We can't go wrong in loving Jesus. We can't go wrong in serving Jesus tonight. We must be saved by the name of Jesus. Right. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What else did Jesus' name mean to us? Matthew chapter 1, verse 25. The Bible said that Joseph called his name Jesus. He said he called his name Jesus. Tonight the name Jesus means Jehovah is my help, or Jehovah is my rescue.
Yeah.
You know, anytime we pray and we say Jesus, amen, it means Jehovah is my help, or Jehovah is my rescue. And the Bible tonight says that he's an ever-present help. Amen. In the time of trouble. Amen. 911 is a great thing. And 911 has done a lot of good when you're in trouble. You call 911, but you don't have. Sometimes it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes or however long for them to respond. But I'm here to tell you tonight, because of the name of Jesus, as soon as we call upon it, the Bible said he is our help. He is our rescue. He is an ever-present help tonight. Oh, amen. There's no greater name tonight than the name of Jesus Christ. David Livingston returned to England for a short furlough one time. And he was honored by many people, including Queen Victoria. And so he was invited to speak at the University of Cambridge. The students at that college were sometimes irreverent to a chapel speaker. Mm-hmm. But when the small gray-haired man Livingston, amen, he captured their attention when he said words like this. He said, do you know what kept me going and true to my calling? All of the years that I was in Africa, he said, I'll tell you, he was the presence of one who said, lo, I am with you always. Even unto the end of the world. At that time, Africa was referred to as the dark continent. Amen. But David Livingston said, amen, that is what kept me. That was what preserved me when I was in the heart of Africa for those many years without seeing another white man leaving my family, my wife, and children behind. It was the words of Jesus that said, lo, I am with you all even unto the end of the world. Amen. Tonight he is as close, as the song goes, he's as close as the very mention of his name. Amen. Church, I'm preaching on, there is no greater name tonight than the name of Jesus.
Right.
Not only can we use his name for rescue and comfort, but the Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 14, he said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Hallelujah.
John 16:24 says, ask and ye shall receive what? That your joy might be full. Tonight, church, God cares about you and I's joy inside of our hearts.
Amen. God cares about our happiness. Amen. He said, ask that your joy might be full. Matthew 18:19 says, if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. Matthew 18:20 says, so where two or three are gathered together, in what? He said, in my name, there am I in the midst. Amen. Church, just the mention of his name tonight brings the very answer to prayer that you and I have been seeking for tonight, church. Amen. The name of Jesus tonight offers hope and comfort and rescue. But when we say that precious name of Jesus, it also brings an answer in our prayer. He said, I will pour out my presence. Amen. When you gather in my name, oh, but ask anything, and you shall receive, but ask it in the name of Jesus, the name that is greater than any name on earth or in heaven. Amen. Tonight I'm convinced that there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. It says, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The one in that first sentence says, it said, in my name. Amen. Tonight, church, it is in that greatest name that ever was or ever will be. Amen. That you and I, amen, have power over the forces of the enemy. The demons said in Acts, when the sons of Sceva tried to cast out the demon, they said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? But you know what? Amen. Paul couldn't cast out the demons in his name, because at one time Paul was under the power and bondage of sin. One time Paul was defeated under the power of the enemy. Amen. But tonight Satan and his horde has never had anything over Jesus. Amen. Satan and his demons, they tempted him and tried Jesus. All they got Paul down is, but Jesus was never defeated. Amen. Jesus never suffered loss. Amen. Jesus never gave in to the devil. Amen. That's why he's got the greatest name. That's why we can depend upon it. That's why we got power over Satan and the enemy, because Jesus was flawless and his name's the greatest name above all. And so therefore, in his name we can cast out devils. In his name we can speak a new tongue. He said, when I go up to heaven, I shall sin. The Comforter, because of his name, we can take up serpents, and if we drink any deadly thing, he shall not hurt him, because his name, even we can lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover.
Right.
What else through his name? The Bible tells us in John, in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31, he said, in that believing, ye might have life through his name. Life. He meant, I don't know what you can say, but I can say that ever since I've been saved, what a life it has been. Amen. What a joy it has been. What a happiness it has been. Amen. What more abundant life I have received since I called upon the name of Jesus Christ and he forgave me. What a life. Not only that, but now we don't have to sorrow as others who have no hope.
Right.
Because Jesus is going to descend with a shout with the trumpet God, amen, he's going to sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise, and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him forever in glory. My friend, he said, in my name ye shall have life, amen, an earthly life, but also a heavenly life tonight. There's no greater name tonight than the life-giving name of Jesus Christ. No greater name given. Once again, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, the things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. It was in that name of Jesus that Paul was smitten down at noonday on the road to Damascus. Amen. It was in that name that John Newton, that wicked slave trader, was smote down on his ship in a fierce sword, and he wrote Amazing Grace. It was in that name. No other name. Queen Victoria one time attended a presentation of Handel's Messiah. And it was custom there for the ruling monarch to remain seated. But as the choir reached the great hallelujahs, the queen arose with all the others of the audience and also bowed her head. Later, her chaplain reminded her that it was not necessary for the queen to stand. She replied, "But it was. I could not remain seated. I only wish that I could be alive when he returns, that I might go up to him and take off my crown and lay it out at his feet, church." Amen. Jesus' humiliation was the deepest, and so his exaltation was the greatest. But that queen returned and said, "I couldn't stay seated. I just had to stand up and bow my head low at the name of Jesus tonight."